Well, I mean, there's so many places to be here and see everybody back in Warren County. I didn't even see you. I am so glad that I am sharing Warren County with Vic and not having to run against her. I mean, she's a fantastic candidate. She is such dynamite. I called her the other day to talk to her, and she said, "I love you, can't talk to you. Just call Todd." And she did. So she's really working hard. We're working hard in our race, too. Like Victoria, I was endorsed by the Dayton Daily News. I was also unanimously endorsed by the Montgomery County Democratic Party. I have now been endorsed and have the support of Vic's better at rattling these off than I am. The Teamsters, the sheet metal workers, the letter carriers, the plumbers and pipe fitters, all of those good labor unions that I'm so proud to represent. Like Vic, I have a family history in labor. My grandfather was a union organizer in Monroe County, West Virginia, and was killed on a job in 1912 when my daddy was only about 6 weeks old, leaving a 20-year-old widow and a 6-week-old baby in Kaiser, West Virginia. And without the benefits that they had because of his affiliation with the Brotherhood of Workmen and Firemen, I can't guess what my father's life would have been like, or mine either. So when I talk about the importance of organized labor and working people, it's not political theory for me, it's my life, and I'm proud to represent them. I've been so honored by the number of people who have gone ahead, down, especially down here, they've got Jane signs in their yards already. Yards is coming up, and I haven't distributed any yet. Well, I know everything's all right when I see my super supporter here, Suzanne. And we do have more signs tonight, though. For those of you who didn't have the foresight to keep them from 4 years ago, we've got some more here. Like so many Democrats running this year, we feel, I think, a surge of opportunity. We look back at this last 8 years, and it's not just what they've done, it's what they haven't done. When I pulled out my files from 4 years ago, and there was a file called Issues, health care, veterans benefits, education, the war, I mean, nothing improved. And worst of all, jobs. This area has just continued to lose ground. But we all see and feel and know that change is coming. And we have an opportunity here. My district, Ohio 3, was actually carried by Ted Strickland, 56% of the vote. That's a good, comfy number. Sherrod Brown did almost as well. So we have a proven Democratic performance here. I've been working very closely with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, who really likes this race and has the potential to target this race, which changes everything, shines a national light on it, gets help from lots of places, and much like they have Vic's race. So we have a real chance to win this. Bill Clinton used to say that he was fortunate in his opposition sometimes, and right now it looks like I may be fortunate in mine, because I believe he's facing some serious questions that are not easily answered, far more than what you see in the daily news. This is a very serious federal matter that is being looked into, this business with the contracts. You know, he was in line with 29 Republicans quitting the House of Representatives because they all recognize they're going to be in the minority for who knows how long. There were a lot of positions open on committees, and Turner had already put out a press release that he was top of the pack to be considered for the Appropriations Committee, and blah, blah, blah. Part of that's because Boehner, his good buddy Boehner next door here, was making a choice. This business came out about these ethics violations, and Boehner dropped him like a hot rock yesterday at the point of the woman from Arizona. And that tells you more than I ever could about how much trouble this guy's in. It's very serious. It was a good race before. It's a better race now. But the help I really need is from everybody here, Barb and everyone here who helped me so much. And I need you again. This is going to be a great race. We need to be in it. I've got labor working with me. I've got some of the women's groups coming to help me. But what I really need is the people who live here that make the difference. I counted on you before. We were a little bit short of work, but we're not going to fall short this time. So with your help, we'll get there. Do you have any specific questions about issues or whatever? That is very, very serious. There was a secret slush fund in Montgomery County that Jeff Jacobson ran when he was GOP chair there. And the donors to that fund were not, everybody tried to figure out where that money came from and where it went. They never could quite pin down where it went, but when Jennifer Bruner finally got a good Secretary of State, it became public that $614,000 of that $800,000 secret fund all came from one man. That all came out in 07, and the secret fund is now illegal and shut down. But lo and behold, and I think this is just a coincidence now because I wouldn't want to appear cynical, this same individual managed to write a check for $1.5 million, which I guess shows you there's inflation, to the Dayton Development Council that then washed it through to Mike Turner's wife on a no-bid contract. And as of yesterday, rather than explain what it was she was doing to earn that money, she said she was withdrawing from the project. The truth is, of course, if there had been a good explanation, she would give it. And some of these things, if you try to fix them once you get caught, it's just too late, especially when you're dealing with federal finance law. And I think that's why Boehner distanced himself. And if you look at her website, she's taking pages down real fast because there's so much incriminating stuff on it. But whatever pages are still up, if you look at her client list, it all but one client that I know about are people who want to return for money. So it doesn't look good. It does not look good. When even the Republicans begin stepping away from me, they, I imagine, they drink their blood and water. So. Are there any questions specific about issues or anything I can help?
Where is your headquarters this year?
Well, being the superstitious Irish granddaughter of Maggie Coleman, I haven't signed a lease on the headquarters because I do have a primary. But I'll let you know the morning of March 5th. Well, thank you all for letting me come down. I really do love coming to Warren County to see so many good friends and friendly faces. Thank you so much.
Fellow candidate that's here from the 3rd District, David Estrade.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's nice to be at a Democratic Party headquarters where everything's done out in the open. People are asked what to do. You don't meet in a back room and locked and make decisions for the entire district by a select group of people. I have a real problem with that entitled system that we've had, and it's the same problem we have in Washington, D.C. Now, probably very few of you know me or know my history. You met Jane 4 years ago. I ran for mayor the very same time that Mike Turner ran for mayor, way, way back. I went one side of town to the other side of town, back, forth, back, forth. I had to listen to him every night, several times. And I can tell you, I know Mike Turner better than Mike Turner knows Mike Turner, because Mike Turner only knows based on who's in the room and who's got the checkbook. That's Mike Turner. He is a very convincing, smooth-talking lawyer. I think we have enough lawyers in Washington, D.C. We've had a problem with lawyers in Washington, D.C. for a long time. Now, I'm not saying all lawyers are bad, but the ones that go into politics somehow seem to lose track of things. And I'll give you an example of how Mike Turner lost track of things. We have this thing called the Constitution. It's what all our laws are based on. And the very First Amendment is about free speech. And when Mike Turner was having secret meetings of his commission, illegally, in violation of the Sunshine Laws, trying to figure out how he could stop people from speaking in his commission chambers and have access to the people through public access television or be heard, I was the one that went into that commission chamber and made a protest. I was the one, all by myself, who got arrested, taken to jail. I was the one that battled the city attorneys for 2.5 years, beat him 5 times in court. Now remember, he's a lawyer. I'm an ad guy, okay? I have been toe-to-toe with this man for as long as he's been in politics. And when it comes to taking the battle to Ohio 3, Jane's a very nice lady. In fact, she's much too nice of a lady to get into this battle with Mike Turner. I'm an Army veteran. And I'm not just a regular Army veteran. I was a paratrooper. I was in Special Forces school. I got hurt. I ended up serving again in the reserve unit in Special Forces out in Jamestown. I'm not your average soldier. I do have a college degree, which is a difference between myself and Ms. Mitakaitis. And I happen to think a college education is very important. I'm not saying this to discourage her, but she's going up against a very, very sharp man who will do almost anything to take apart his opponent. Now, when it comes to the issues and how things are done, in Montgomery County, we have a good old boy network. Jane told you about it. It is ingrained deeply, and it has been ingrained deeply for a long time. That's why I'm not particularly upset that I don't have the Montgomery County Democratic Party endorsement or the Dayton Daily News endorsement. In fact, when I go door to door and I tell people that, they say, well, you must be doing the right thing. Because the Dayton Daily News, the publisher, is one of the people who gave the no-bid contract to Lori Turner. I asked about Lori Turner's involvement and her very funny client list and her husband's donor list back in July of 07 on my site. Now, I didn't just pop a website up to run for Congress. I've had this site going for over 3 years. And there is content going back 3 years. And I know the ins and the outs, and I've been trying to expose the inner workings and the underbelly of this privileged class that has been busy giving tax abatements to CEOs who then move their companies out, sell the companies out, and then pocket the money and leave, and then pull the jobs back out where they got the money. I mean, it's been absolutely disgusting. I just recently posted a thing about Cubase. You might not know about Cubase, but you need to look into Cubase, because this is a guy who worked at LexisNexis as a CEO. He lost his job, so what's he do? He starts going asking people for money so he can start a new company. He got $4 million given to him by the Turner Foundation, no relation to Michael Turner from Springfield. He got $500,000 from the city of Springfield. He got $60,000 from Greene County. That's a lot of money to start your company. And he's out bragging in the Dayton Daily News about how he got 80% ownership of his company and only had to put up 20% of the money because, guess what? He got it from the taxpayers. And then you know what I did? I went to the FEC database and I pulled up all the people that worked in his company. And I find out that they've given $23,000 to federal candidates. Now, this shouldn't be happening. One, because he's a federal contractor. Two, because he's getting tax dollars given to him, and then he's turning around and handing it to Steve Austria and others, and Mike Turner is one of them. And I have a real problem with this slush fund, and I have a real problem with cities fighting each other with giving away tax abatements to companies saying, oh, we're going to do this for jobs. I think it needs to go away across the board nationally. I think we need to stop having tax dollars being used for, quote, economic development, when real economic development is providing the infrastructure, the services that government is supposed to provide, not subsidizing corporations. And because I am not taking money from PACs or special interest groups or endorsements from labor unions or money from any of these people, I can actually get elected and keep saying those things loud and clear. And if you look at my record of posting on my site, you'll see that I'm a prolific poster. When I'm in Washington, D.C., you'll know exactly why I voted that day on what. You'll be able to ask the questions, follow through, and there won't be any more of this, he voted for it before he voted against it because he voted for it, and no, they misquoted me, because I'll have it in my own words. There is a large difference between my kind of candidacy and the kind of candidacy of the establishment, the kind that's done in back rooms. I had a serious reservations about going into that sealed room with the Montgomery County Democratic Party. I posted their questionnaire on my site, and I think it's illuminating. I posted the members of that part on my site. I think it's also illuminating. I think you need to really research before somebody just comes in and says, oh, I was endorsed by this, I was endorsed by that, I can raise money. Raising money is actually a stigma when it comes to the kind of government I believe in. I don't want the best politicians money can buy anymore. I'm tired of it, and I think a lot of people are. Mike Turner is just one part of it. But going against Mike Turner might be my purpose in life. I believe in karma. I believe, and people who know both of us know that we don't get along. There is not a room big enough in the state of Ohio for Mike Turner and me to be in at the same time where he doesn't start visibly getting upset. And when he gets upset, he loses his cool. And that's just fine, because when he loses his cool and the slickness comes off, we start seeing the meltdown we're starting to see now. I've been on this for a long time. I am not going away. I am not standing here asking you for endorsements. I am asking you to do one thing. I want you to go to my website. I want you to start reading some of the things I've written. I want you to start looking at the videos I've created for my campaign. I want to see if you believe that we can put somebody in Washington, D.C. that actually represents you. Not this preferred class. Not the ones that live in gated communities who have wine and cheese parties with the governor because they're friends. I am tired of that upper level society. I am tired of giving money to CEOs so they can send jobs overseas. I am actively working on Barack Obama's campaign. I see some Hillary buttons here. But I think it's time that the youth get back involved in our country, and I see that happening with Senator Obama's campaign. I am not your typical candidate. And I say right on my literature, I am not a perfect candidate. There is no such thing as a perfect candidate. So if you're looking for one, it ain't going to happen. I've got rough edges. But I can tell you one thing. I'm honest. I am not going to go to Washington, D.C. and start playing golf. I am not going to hang out with lobbyists. I am going to work for the people that elected me in first the primary and then in the general election. And it's going to be because I presented something different than what you're used to hearing. And I think you've heard what you're used to. The same old, same old. I don't sound like them. There's a good reason for it. So, are there any questions? If not, I have some literature. I have buttons, I have bumper stickers, and I have a lot of stuff online. And I ask that you go to my website, asrati.com. I ask you to read through things, compare the sites of Mr. Sanders, compare the site Jane Mitakaitis, and see if you see anything that resonates with you. And if you do, all I ask is that you tell your friends to go look at my website and do the same thing. And you got less than 2 weeks to do it. Thank you very much. They'll be outside.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would make a motion that the party vote to do one of two things. To either let all the